是灵的果子。
Please turn to Galatians chapter 5.
请翻到加拉太书第五章。
Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章。
Verse 22 and 23.
22、23节。
Galatians chapter 5, verse from 22 to 23.
加拉太书第五章22节、23节。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Today, I'd like to share the one of them is the sixth one, faithfulness.
今天晚上我想和大家分享第六个圣灵所结的果子，那就是信实。
I like the movie that the Gladiator. That's my one of the collections, my DVD.
有一部电影我非常的喜欢，那它的名字是《勇士》。
Because of the major characters is my favorite actor.
我很喜欢这部电影，因为我很喜欢那个男主角。
But that's a side story. But I enjoy the whole content of the story about the gladiator.
但是我更喜欢的是整部电影的内容。
Because I like the story, that kind of ancient time, kind of the war, kind of things.
因为我很喜欢看古时那个拍古时代历史的片子。
But when I saw the movie, then I shed tears out of the movie.
我看那部电影的时候，我被它感动到哭。
Because it's telling us what is the meaning of faithfulness.
因为那整部电影的概念是建立在信实。
He's the major character is showing as a general in the Roman Emperor.
那个电影的男主角他演的一个角色就是在罗马部队里面的一个军官。
He's really faithful to the master, which is the king.
他对凯撒非常的忠心。
And king really trusts him.
那国王也非常的相信他。
In the story, actually, the king treated him as more closer than his own son.
他与国王的关系甚至超出国王与他儿子的亲密关系。
But this general never have a desire to be a successor of the king.
但是他却从来没有想要继承王位的野心。
Because I see that in the movie that he gained the respect from his own soldiers, own people.
那在电影里面，他也从他的部下那边得到了尊重。
Or he gained also the respect from the king also.
他也赢得了国王对他的信任。
Because he is so faithful.
因为他是一个非常忠心的人。
He really work hard for the master.
他非常用心的为他的主人来工作。
Because ancient time, the once you go out to the march for the conquered in a land, then it takes many years.
我们知道古时候如果你出战的话就要很多年才能回到家里来。
There is a lot of temptations, a lot of kind of facing the challenge in their life.
那在外面他们就会遇到许多的挑战，许多的诱惑。
But it truly kept his life to be sure the right way he walked.
但是他却常常保守自己的脚步，确保他是走在正确的道路上。
After finished his fighting, or then when he go to his own tent, there's a little carved the wooden one in front of him.
那他每次打完仗回到自己的帐篷里的时候，他就会看着他有小小的雕刻的玩偶。
That's his wife and his children.
那个玩偶代表了他的妻子还有他的小孩。
So he every night he can see his own family from there.
所以从那里他可以去想念他的家人。
Because old time there's no such kind of pictures, or nowadays like MP3 or whatever file of pictures. There's no such internet.
因为古时候科技不是那么的发达，没有像现今有照片、有影像。
But wooden carved as the piece of wood is a reflection of own family.
但是从那个木头的玩偶里面反映出了他和家人的心情。
There is a temptation.
是的，在外面有诱惑。
But he overcome the temptation, I saw that.
但是他却是战胜了诱惑。
Later on, he become a gladiator, which is becomes like a slave actually.
那最后他成为了竞场上的勇士。
And also, he gained a lot of respect from the same on the gladiator, co-gladiator.
那在那个竞场上，他也得到他同伴们的认同还有尊重。
Because people find out he has a very truthful person.
因为其他人发现他忠诚忠心的个性。
And many of those friends gladiator, many of them died.
虽然他的同伴有许多都战死了。
But I find that they're willing to die for him.
但是甚至有一些人愿意为他牺牲自己的性命。
Then I find out the importance of the faithfulness.
从那里我们发现了信实的重要性。
If we really faithful to God,
如果我们对神也一样的忠心。
If we faithful to our God and our neighbor,
如果我们对神还有对我们的邻舍也一样的信实。
Then we gain this respect.
我们同样可以得到尊重。
And we also we can be we can reward end up to we can receive we can gain the reward.
那从中我们这个关系我们也可以得到奖赏。
Bible demanding us let us faithful to God.
圣经告诉我们我们对神要信实。
God promise us for theguarantee of his reward.
那圣经也保证说，我们这么做就会有奖赏。
Now let's turn to Book of Revelation.
请翻到启示录。
Revelation chapter 2.
启示录第二章。
Revelation chapter 2 verse 10.
启示录第二章第十节。
Revelation chapter 2, verse 10.
启示录第二章第十节。
Do not fear what you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to cast some of you into a prison, that you may be tested, and that you will have a tribulation 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life.And here the Lord Jesus promised us when the tough time, like we will have a tribulation.
在这里，主耶稣告诉我们说，我们有一天会受到患难。
When we are encounter such kind of suffering under into prison, so maybe are tested.
我们受的患难可能会被下在监里，甚至要受到试炼。
But here the Lord Jesus asks us, demand us be faithful until death.
但是这里主耶稣嘱咐我们务要自始忠心。
And I will give you the crown of life.
他就会给我们生命的冠冕。
Of course, this is the one of seven churches when Jesus promised. This one is promised to this message to the Smyrna.
我们知道这里提到了七间教会，而这是主耶稣保证给示梅教会的应许。
But we can take this word as the promise that Jesus promised to us also.
但是我们也可以说，这也是主耶稣告诉我们会应许给我们的。
Many people in this world promise a lot of things, but cannot keep the promise because we are not capable.
这世界很多人可以去保证很多的东西，但是他们不一定达成。
But God says something that there's no such kind of vain words, but everything is truly His own word that can trustworthy.
但是我们知道神所讲的每一句话都不会落空，并且要实现。
I hope that our rest of our life we can truly faithful to God.
我们一辈子也可以对神来忠心。
I find out this faithfulness in the dictionary.
我去翻查了信实这个字。
In the Hebrew words, the meaning of faithfulness is support.
那在希伯来文信实这个原文的意思就是支持
support and remain there and also endure
就是站立在那里不动去支持去忍耐
and solid is solid also one of the meanings
坚固
This telling us what the meaning of faithfulness
这就是告诉我们信实它所包含的
and we can faithful to God no matter what circumstances
我们应该要对神信实，不管在任何的情况下。
Of course, everybody, when we believe in God, there's certain kind of expectation to God.
当然，当我们信神久了，有时候我们对神有一些期望。
Well, when God supply us to reach up to this expectation, maybe we can faithful to God.
我们会觉得，如果你提供我们什么，那我们交换的就是我对你的忠心。
But God do not allow us to such kind of amount of a blessing to reach up to our expectation.
但是神却不会要给我们祝福，为了是要我们达到某种的理想。
Then maybe we can complain to God.
因为他不想因为这样子我们来抱怨神。
We can ask ourselves, is our faith is a conditional faith or unconditional faith?
但是我们也可以问问自己，我们对神的忠心是有条件还是无条件的？
If we truly faithful to God,
如果我们对神真的信实，
this faithfulness is truly unconditional.
那我们的信实是应该没有条件的。
When we get married, we can vow to our spouse.
当我们结婚和我们伴侣交换，
We promised our spouse.
我们答应我们的伴侣。
No matter what circumstance, I want to give my life, dedicate, devote my life to you.
不管在任何的情况下，我会把我的性命交在你的手上。
So, I think when we give this vow to our spouse, it's unconditional love to promise to our spouse.
当我们说这样子的话，应该是没有条件的去做这样子的。
But we find out, many of them, they change their minds later on.
但是我们知道有很多人在半途中却改变了主意。
Because actually inside of them is a very conditional, promise.
因为在他们的心中，他们所答应别人的是带有条件的。
If really to be our promise is really unconditional faithfulness, then this is truly worthy. Yeah.
如果我们的答应是没有条件的，那才是真正珍贵的。
Faithfulness is one of a form of faith, we can say.
信实我们可以说是信心的另外一种表现。
Now, how we can please our God?
我们要如何来喜悦神？
We can please our God with our faith.
我们可以用我们的信心来讨神的喜悦。
So that's why the book of Hebrews 11 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God.
因此在希伯来书第十一章那里说，没有信心是无法讨神的喜悦。
We can think about the faithfulness within our faith.
我们可以想信实是信心中其中的一部分。
Jesus came to this world showing us this meaning of faithfulness.
主耶稣来到这个世上要表现出信实的意义。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 3.
请翻到希伯来书的第三章。
Book of Hebrews chapter 3.
希伯来书第三章。
Chapter 3 verse 2.
第三章的第二节。
He was faithful to him who appointed him as Moses also was in all his house. Verse 3.
第三节。
For he has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, by just so much as the builder of the house has more honor than the house. Skip to verse 5.
跳到第五节。
Now Moses was faithful in all his house as a servant.For the testimony of those things which were to be spoken later. In the verse 2, he mentioned about that Jesus, he was appointed him, he was faithful to him, faithful to Father God.
在这里第二节提到说主耶稣对他的神是信实的。
Just like Moses also was in faithful in his house.
就如同摩西在神的全家境中一样。
We can see that when Jesus he came to this world,
我们知道主耶稣来到这世上
he truly loves us, all the people, because at that time he came to this world as a human form.
他是真心的来爱每一个人，因为他道成肉身来到这世上。
There's limitation of physically to love. He reach out his hands and have own limitation.
他把手伸出来，受到肉体上的限制。
Yet he loved God, he loved all the people.
但是尽管如此，他爱神，他爱人。
His love can reach out to people's heart.
他的爱可以达到每一个人的心中。
And people come to him because he's faithful to God, also because he's faithful to the people.
也因为这样子，因为是主耶稣对神的信实，对百姓的信实，所以人们来到他的面前。
Because his word is trustworthy.
因为他的话语是可信的。
His word, his action is all combined together, the same person, but he talk about the same thing.
因为他所说的，他所做的都是一致的。
He's no such kind of hypocrisy out of him, out of his just, out of his word.
在他的言语跟行为中找不到虚伪。
So his word can reach out to people's heart.
所以他的话语是可以达到人们的心中。
When I find out the Moses, same way.
我们发现摩西也是一样的。
80 years he became the servant of God.
80年他成为神的奴仆人。
At that time, he's already old, that he may not enough the strength to he himself can lead these people out of Egypt.
那时他已经是一位老人，他没有能力带百姓出来。
What makes him to lead these people out of Egypt?
但是是什么动力使他带这些老百姓出来呢？
Because Bible telling us because he's a faithfulness.
圣经告诉我们，因为他是一个全然敬忠的人。
He truly faithful to God.
因为他是对神全然敬忠的。
Between God and him, he never compromised.
因为在神与他中间没有妥协的。
So God treat him is just like a friend.
神对他如同对待朋友一般。
By his name, I know him.
神说，因为他的叫他的名字，我就知道这个人。
God wants to close to him, even the secret he wants to share with Moses.
神甚至愿意把他自己的秘密跟摩西来做分享。
So within the faith, we can see that Jesus, he was faithful to God, and Moses was faithful to God.
在信仰里面，主耶稣对神忠心，如同摩西对神忠心一样。
Hope that we can faithful to God within this faith.
希望我们对神的忠心也如同一般。
What kind of form that we can be faithful to God?
但是我们在什么方面可以对神做忠心？
And Paul described as a faithfulness is like a pray without ceasing.
保罗形容说，信实就如同没有止息的祷告。
In our daily life, there's a lot of challenge to breaking our Christian way of Christian life.
在我们生活中，常常有要挑战作为基督徒的界限。
Don't you think life is very busy?
我们觉得生活中很忙。
A lot of other things are priority in our life.
在我们的生活中有许多的优先次序。
We postponing like a prayer, postponing the meditative scriptures.
我们会把祷告、把神的话语往后推。
Maybe because our business is priority in our life.
因为可能我们的生意是比较重要的。
A Bible reading is other thing is more important.
那圣读经觉得还有其他的事情比读经来得
重要。We are now reached to the December. We are already in the December.
我们现在已经来到了十二月。
How much we can, within our faith, we can express our faithfulness to God.
那在我们的信仰里面，我们究竟表现出了多少对神的信实？
But how much truly we in our this 2010, how much we can communicate with God?
在这过去的一年，我们究竟和神多少的沟通？
Bible telling us important thing is how we can express our faithfulness through our prayer, through our meditative word of God.
圣经告诉我们，我们要如何表现这个信实，那就是要透过我们的祷告，透过与神的沟通。
Of course, there's many things that we can show up that we are faithful to God and faithful to the people, maybe faithful to the church.
当然，我们有很多其他的方法可以表现我们对神、对教会的信实。
Also, many people have own discipline for their own doing, to manage their own business operations.
那很多人也有对于他们生活、生意上的调整的方法。
But truly, we have this faithfulness within us between God and us.
但是信实是我们与神之间的。
Hopefully, because 2011 makes our a better year.
希望2011年是更好的一年。
We can determine to be a better person, trustworthy enough faithful enough to God.
我们可以立志成为更好的人，更比对神更加的信实。
I wish that you and I would become a true servant of God.
希望你和我可以成为神真正的仆人。
So that we can reward, that we can have the reward that can, from our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们就可以从主耶稣那里得到奖赏。
Bible telling us, we can faithful to God with the little things.
圣经告诉我们，我们透过小事情可以表现出对神的信实。
Listen to Luke chapter 16.
请翻到路加福音的第十六章。
Luke chapter 16.
路加福音第十六章。
Luke chapter 16 verse 10.
路加福音第十六章第十节。
He who is faithful in a very little thing is faithful also in much. As he who is unrighteousness in the very little things is unrighteousness also in much.And Jesus mentioned that he who is faithful in a very little things is faithful also in much.
在这里主耶稣说，人在最小的事上忠心，在大事上也忠心，在最小的事上不义，在大事上也不义。
Actually, the little thing is very important in our life.
其实生命活中最小的事情很重要的。
Actually, little things the piling up to be the big one.
因为小事情的累积就会成为大事情。
I think in this world, most of successful men, why they can, what is the secret of success in their life?
有时候你问一个很成功的人，是问他说成功的秘诀在哪里？
Because they never treat the little one as a little one. Because they treat the little one as important one.
因为他们把小事情用很重要的态度来看待。
So I think it's a 2000, we're not sure what 2000 that we can accomplish as a Christian.
或许在过去一年，我们有觉得身为基督徒，我们没有办法达成，也没有去达成的事情。
But 2011 is coming soon.
但是2011年就即将来到。
We can find out the little things.
我们可以发现有一些小事情。
So we can focus on to improve ourselves.
我们可以从这里开始进步。
Maybe a few minutes of prayer turn to be a 10 minutes of prayer.
或许几分钟的祷告变成几十分钟的祷告。
Maybe one time come to church, maybe two time come to church.
本来一次来教会，现在改成两次来教会。
Maybe before I offered not even reach the 1/10 of offering, but then I can offer at least the 1/10 of offering from my earning.
以前我没有奉献十分之一，再来我要努力的能奉献十分之一。
Little things.
从小事情开始。
If we treat the little things important,
如果我们看待小事情为重要，
then help us build our life to be faithful to God.
那这样子我们就可以建立对神一个信实的生活。
And also the chance is very important. The chance.
机会很重要。
Sometimes we're losing the chance.
有时候我们失去了机会。
If you look at the John chapter 12, there's the woman's name, Mary was introduced.
如果我们看约翰福音十二章，有一位女人叫玛利亚。
This Mary bring the perfume to break it and anoint Jesus.
那玛利亚来到主耶稣脚前，拿了真拿达香膏来膏主耶稣。
Because that's the chance.
因为她觉得那就是一个机会。
Once a chance is passing by to us.
一旦机会从我们身边擦身而过，
it might not have another chance.
可能就没有再一次的机会了。
Look at David when he came to visit his brother.
你看
in a battlefield.
当我们看到大卫来到战场来看他的兄长们。
Because David heard the one out there the Goliath to despise the name of God.
他来到那里听到哥利亚他亵渎神的名。
But at that time, all the Israelites, the soldiers, they have heard what Goliath said.
那时候全以色列人民都有听到哥利亚所说的话。
All these soldiers, all even general and King Saul, they were all in the field of the battle.
那些军官所有的军人都在战场上。
Which is giving them a chance to confront to the Goliath.
而那是给他们一个机会，让他们可以去跟哥利亚来对峙。
But David just visited there.
但是大卫只是路过而已。
He's a young man.
他只是一个小孩。
Not even reach up to 20 years old.
他还根本不到20岁。
That's why he couldn't get into the battlefield.
也因为这样子，他没有去战场上。
Yet he heard.What this Goliath says.
但是他却听到了哥利亚所说的话。
He willing to take the chance to go out to confront this man.
他愿意拿这个机会到战场上去与哥利亚对峙。
We can see that David, because he's not an expert, he's not the kind of a warrior.
我们知道大卫他不是一个军人。
But he never thought that this became a chance to let him to be famous, to, and his name to be well known to his people.
但是虽然他不是一位战士，却给他了机会，让百姓可以认识他，也因为这样子，他得到了名气。
He was faithful to God.
因为他对神是信实的。
He doesn't like to want to hear what the enemy says, despise his God.
因为他听到敌人所说的如何来亵渎他的神。
So it becomes a great chance for him to come up to kill the Goliath in this battle.
也因为这样子给他机会来面对哥利亚，最后杀了他。
He never lose the chance to this kind of a given opportunity.
从来不要去错过那些已经给我们的机会。
If we're faithful to God,
如果我们对神是信实，
there's a lot of a chance and a lot of the opportunity.
就会有很多的机会。
Yeah, we do not let this kind of chance to passing by from us.
那我们就不要让这些机会从我们身旁擦身而过。
The third one, if we faithful to God.
第三，如果我们对神信实。
Faithful, we can faithful to God and to the people all the time, whether people see or not.
我们不管在人前还是人后，都对神对人一样的信实。
If you look at the Matthew chapter 25, there's a, that Jesus mentioned about the parable of talent, given talent.
如果我们看马太福音第二十五章，
one received five talent, one received two talent, one received one talent.
那里提到他连赏识他连得的比喻。
I thought about which one is the quite tough to going out to business.
那这个才干的比喻。提到了有一个人要出国外去。
Maybe given one talent, the one to receive the one talent.
或许给那个得到一他连得的一他连得。
Because I thought about the was once received the two talent, this man is quite tough.
我有时候想那个得到更多的其实蛮困难的。
This talent is not a lot, and also not a.Consider it's not a lot, but not the small.
我们想一想，那个得到比较多的那个，他得的才干不是很多，但是也不是很少。
The most of times when we're doing the business is the most of critical time, most of challenges not enough at our capital.
我觉得做生意常常最为难的时刻就是手上没有很多。那也没有很少。
Later I find out this the one that given received the two talent go out to the business and then gain the two get the business and the two talent profit.
那个得两千的最后去做生意又赚了两千。
And then later the master praised the same way the one who gained the five talents same way praised to him.
那最后主人回来的时候也赞赏那个得到五千。又去赚五千的人，还有拿两千去再去赚两千的人。
Sometimes we think that we receive that just our given talent is very little, maybe.
有时候我们会觉得我们得到的才干很少。
And also because maybe because we don't want to express this talent to making the business out of it.
那我们也不想把我们所得到的才干再去赚取更多。
And when I look at the Bible, like in the book of Daniel.
我们看一看但以理书。
Daniel is, we know, the very, this man is a faithful man as a prophet, as a man of God.
我们知道但以理是神人，他是一个对神非常信实的人。
But I just amazed like three friends.
那他有三个朋友。
The three friends, they received like just like two talents.
那三个朋友就很像只有得到两千的人。
But they will encounter very difficult time for them.
那当他们遇到很艰难的时刻。
Testing their faith.
他们把他们的信心抛出去。
Because the king made it up.Big golden statues.
因为那时候国王建了一个很大的金偶像。
Let everybody can bow down when all the instrument to blow on blowing.
下令要所有的人来跪拜这个偶像。
At that time, they don't have to showing their.The jeopardize because they're showing their face, jeopardize their life.
那时候他们没有那个必要去把自己的性命放在危急当中，然后不愿意去遵守律法。
But at that time, they're willing to reach to their life to for their the risk of their life.
但是他们那时候却愿意来牺牲自己的性命。
Because they know their God is a true God.
因为他们知道他们的神是真的神。
They're showing that their faith is not the hiding faith, but their faith is true faith. They're willing to challenge to anybody out there who against the God's will.
他们表现出他们的信仰不是隐藏的信心，而是可以真正表现出来对神的信实。
We need this kind of faith and faithfulness to God.
我们也同样需要对神表现出这样子的信实。
And also because many people in the Christians, even in our church, along the journey of Christian life, many of them failed.
我们知道在信仰的旅途中有很多人在半途就跌倒了。
There's a lot of reason maybe.
或许有很多种不同的原因。
But since we start our journey, our Christian life,
但是从我们开始基督徒这个旅程，
we can reach to the end at the point that we die, because we can say we have a fight, a good fight.
我们可以达到最后，然后说我们走过，我们打过了美好的仗。
I have finished the course.
我已经完成了我该走的路。
This way we can waiting for the crown of righteousness.
这样子就有公义的冠冕为我存留。
One of the worst cases in the look at the Bible like Solomon's.
最差的例子，我们看看所罗门王。
Look at Solomon's the first king. You can see that he's from the beginning, and his kingdom was very prosperous.
我们看到从起初他的国度就是非常的兴盛。
God bless his kingdom a lot.
神非常祝福他的国家。
God give him a wisdom.
神给他了智慧。
The wisdom wise enough to rule over the whole entire his kingdom.
这个智慧足够甚至超出他所需要的来管理他全国。
He built the temple of God.
他建造了神的宫
殿。God promised to dwelling in the temple that he built.
神答应他将居住在这个圣殿当中。
But once you look at the chapter 11, his failing is started.
但是如果我们开始读11章，我们就发现他开始堕落。
He started to worship the idol.
他开始敬拜偶像。
His mind is like confused.
他的头脑已经迷糊了。
He forget about all his faithfulness at the beginning.
他已经忘了他起初的信实。
But we can say why this kingdom was divided.
我们可以知道为什么最后这个国家分为两个。
Is it because of his son's fault or his fault?
究竟是他儿子的错还是他的错？
We can say it's because of Solomon's fault.
我们可以很认真的说，其实是所罗门
王的错。God even show up to remind him.
神甚至出现来警告提醒他。
But in the end of his life, he doesn't want to listen to the God's voice.
但是到他人生的最后，他却不愿意再听神的声音。
At the beginning, he was great.
在起初的时候。他是很好的。
But at the end of his life, it turned out to be nothing.
但是在人生的中尾，他却是什么都不是。
His life turned to be really vanity. He only seeking for the vanity.
他的生命成为了虚空，他所追求的也是虚空。
We cannot seeking this kind of Christian life.
我们不可以走上这样子的基督徒生活。
We can reach up our faith and until the last moment.
我们要把我们的信心伸展出去，直到最后一刻。
Good fight.
我们要打美好的仗。
No matter what circumstance.
不管在什么情况下。
There's no such kind of a conditional.
当然没有什么叫例外。
We're willing to devote our life to God until the last day of our life.
只要我们愿意到生命的最后一刻都献在神的面前。
Because our God is a true God.
因为我们的神是真的神。
Matthew chapter 22, Jesus mentioned that love your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind.
在马太福音22章，主耶稣提醒我们要尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神。
This is the demanding out of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是主耶稣对我们的嘱咐。
We love God faithfully from our bottom of our heart.
我们要从心底的内处来爱神。
And also we continue our faithfulness showing to God with the submissions.
我们要用顺服来爱神。
We know that Abraham his whole entire life.
我们知道亚伯拉罕的一生。
He haven't done that much of accomplishing this world.He haven't that much accomplished outside of the as a something from the visible one.
他在世俗的眼光并没有很大的成就。
Only what he has done is bring his household and bring them into the land of Canaan. He just settled down, lived there.
他唯一所做的就是带他的家属家眷来到了迦南地，就在那边住下了。
But one thing is clear in his life, we can see that what he accomplished.
但是有一件事情是清楚的，那也是他在生命中所达成的。
He was faithful to God.
他对神是信实的。
So God truly loves him. God truly treats him like a friend.
也因为这样子，所以神非常的爱他，当他如同朋友一般。
I wish that we can be the one of them, like we can be like Abraham.
我希望我们每一个人都可以如同亚伯拉罕一样。
That's not the Nehemiah.
请翻到尼希米记。
Nehemiah chapter 9.
尼希米记的第九章。
Nehemiah chapter 9 verse 8.
尼希米记第九章第八节。
Nehemiah chapter 9 verse 8, he clearly mentioned why God chose Abraham, bring him into the promised land.
在尼希米记第九章的第八节，这里神清楚地告诉说为什么他选择了亚伯拉罕。
Nehemiah chapter 9 verse 8.
第九章的第八节。
And does this define his heart, a faithful before thee, and that this make a covenant with him to give him the land of the Canaan, of the Hittites and Amorites, of the Perizzites and the Jebusites and the Girgashites, to give it to his descendant, and thus has fulfilled thy promise, for thou art righteous. And you mentioned in the first part is that thou didst find his heart faithful before thee.
第八节的前半段，这里就说：“你见他在你面前心里诚实，就与他立约。”
This verse can tell us why God chose Abraham.
这里告诉我们神为什么拣选了亚伯拉罕。
Because his heart is faithful.
因为他的心是信实的。
I hope that you and I we can be faithful to God.
希望你和我都能对神信实。
So that we can receive all the blessing that He promised to us.
所以我们才可以接受一切他的祝福。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 101.
请翻到诗篇的101篇。
Psalm 101 verse 6.
诗篇101篇。
Psalm 101 verse 6.
诗篇101篇的第六节。
My eye shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks in a blameless way is the one who will minister to me. I hope that this verse becomes our words.
诗篇101篇第六节，我眼要看国中的诚实人，叫他们与我同住，行为完全的，他要伺候我。希望我们每一个人都能达到这里所说的。
We know that no one is perfect in this world.
我们知道世上没有完全人。
We know that everybody have a defect. Everybody have own weakness.
我们知道每一个人都有每一个人的弱点。
Of course, on the journey of our Christian life.
当然，在基督徒的信仰旅程
上。Everybody have face some difficulties, some challenges.
每一个人都必须去面对挑战还有困难。
But if we try hard.
但是如果我们愿意去努力。
If we really faithful to God.
如果我们愿意对神信实。
God will give us strength.
神就会赐给我们力量。
I didn't think that David, when he confronted the Goliath, he never thought about his life.
我相信当大卫面对哥利亚的时候，他却没有想到自己的生命。
Since he was faithful to God,
因为他对神信实。
God gave him strength.
神就赐给他力量。 神就给他力量来面对敌人，最后杀掉敌人。或许我们有自己的弱点，我们有曾经失败过，但是我们可以再一次的站立起来。
Maybe 2010, maybe part of our life, we can see that there's some failing.
或许在过去的这一年，我们觉得我们生命中有失败的地方。
Maybe we are very discouraging to come back to God.
或许我们已经丧失了回来神面前的信心。
Maybe put yourself in the mark yourself, I'm failure.
或许我们对我们自己说，我根本就是一个失败的例子。
But don't think that God is such kind of God.
但是我不要想说神是什么样的神。
God is unconditional love with unconditional love welcome us when we coming back to Him.
我们要知道神是毫无条件的，只要我们愿意回来，他就愿意接纳。
It always reminds the prodigal son.
常常我想到浪子。
He was a failure. He was a. There's no chance of he himself coming back to his father.
虽然他是一个失败的例子，没有任何的机会，还有理由再次回到他父亲那里。
But end up, he find out that is the best things and things to do in his life.
但是到最后，他却发现那是他最好的路，也是唯一的一条路。
He doesn't want to dwelling in his failures.
他不愿意继续住在他的失败当中。
He wants to stand up himself.
他要重新的站立起来。
He walked back to his father.
所以他就这样子站起来，走回到他父亲
那里。Outside appearance is like a loser's appearance.
虽然外表他如同一个失败者。
But inside of him is already become a victorious man.
但是里面他已经开始成为一个得胜者。
Because he gained the faithfulness to his father.
因为他又再次。对，表现出他对父亲的信实。
Hope that we're coming up 2011.
希望在明年的2011年里。
Making the year for our Christian victories.
可以成为我们基督徒生涯的胜利的一篇。
Making year for our faithfulness to showing our faithfulness to God.
希望在这未来的一年，我们可以对神表现出我们的信实。
So that we can receive the reward from God.
所以我们可以从神那里得到应有得的祝福。
Maybe it's a joy.
或许是喜乐。
May such kind of peace maybe coming into our life.
或许是平安来到我们心里。
We can rejoice with Him.
我们就可以与神一同的喜乐。
We can gain the true confidence in the Lord.
我们可以从神那里得到真正的信心。
Making in this way to make us successful, make a journey to the kingdom of God in this manner.
以这样子的立志还有心志走到最后的一刻。
Let's sing in 415.
请唱诗415首。
Give all your best to the Master. Give all the strength of you Give a joy you shall be given.
gives me love is unfailing. Grateful is me being to serve Thee, giving the best that You have.
Pray together.
我们现在一起同心跪下祷告。
And faithfulness is one of the fruit of the Spirit.
信实是圣灵所结的其中一个果子。
We can faithful to God because God is faithful to us.
我们可以对神忠心，因为神对我们是信实的。
Maybe we are not faithful maybe before, but hopefully today we can motivate ourselves to be faithful to God.
或许过去我们并不是这么的忠心，但是要立志从今天开始，我们对神要忠心。
Just like our Jesus, just like Moses.
就如同主耶稣、摩西一样。
And I hope that we have Bolton Park Church continue to grow in the 2011.
希望每一个人在属灵上能继续的成长。
God continues to supply the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
愿神继续赐给我们圣灵的充满。
And give you the heart to motivate yourself to serve God.
愿我们每一个人都有一颗心，激励我们继续为神来做圣工。
Let's all kneel down and pray together.
我们一起跪下同心祷告。
Do we need this?
请为陈言月。